Hanging out with me right now in the studio is our hometown champion winner, Kason Cheeks. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Blessed and highly favored. How you doing?
I'm blessed as well, my brother. Well, congratulations, first of all.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that to the utmost.
So where are you from?
I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I moved to North Carolina back and forth, you know, growing up.
Uh-huh.
But then I was living in Wilson, then I currently moved to Raleigh.
So your mom nominated you actually for the hometown champion, huh?
Yeah.
She lives here too?
She lives in Kinley, North Carolina.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're a young man. How old are you?
I just turned 25 at the end of last year.
And you've been through a little bit here, huh?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what got you this this hometown champion award.
Well, my experience just drove me, but if you had to ask me, I'm gonna say it's favor and being committed to truth.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pastor try to molest me. I got attacked by some KKK members. Was involved with a gang. You know, getting kicked out of college, sleeping in the men's locker room for a year. You know, those types of experiences drove me.
Right.
And being true to those experiences. You know, moving in humility and giving those experiences away to people.
Absolutely.
It's kind of kept me going. You know, as far as you know the impact that they have on people when they're shared.
Yeah.
It never gets boring, you know.
Absolutely.
For people.
You're right, Kason. You know, I like to call them our testimonies. And a lot of times we are ashamed of what we've gone through. But what you have just proven is that your testimony not only has freed you, but many other people that you shared it with.
Yeah.
So through all this, you're an author, a motivational speaker, a spoken word artist, and you've graduated from college. What college did you graduate from?
I graduated from Mount Olive College out there in, they call it the Pickle Town.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't like to be called a pickle, but, you know.
It's all right.
It is what it is.
It is all right. Well, congratulations to you. Thank you for just being a wonderful example to our young people out here in the community. And you have an organization, is it called Commitment for Change?
Yeah, Commitment for Change, nonprofit organization. We seek to bring opportunity to every community by emphasizing unity. That's all we're about. We like to host events where that gives other people a platform for their talents or their voices to be heard. You know, that's the integral of Commitment for Change.
So what's your website address? Where can people find out information about
it? KasonCheeks.com. You can check me out on Facebook. Pretty soon I'll be posting a lot of my own music and my spoken words. I'm a spoken word genius. You know, I say it as humble as I know how. KasonCheeks.com. If you want to check out the book, Lost and Found, a Dark Testament, it's the book that all those testimonies is in that book.
Absolutely.
It's on Amazon.com. And the book is titled Lost and Found, The Dark Testament.
Sounds interesting. Kason, you keep doing your thing. As we end out this little interview here, you said you are a spoken word, what'd you say, genius?
Spoken word genius.
Can you hit a little bit for us?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Definitely. All right, Melissa, I'm going to give you about a minute of a mind of a cheater. That's the message. Listeners, I'm asking that your spirit and mind be froze. And know that death is cold. I'm going to use my words to search your soul and take hold of whatever holds you hold and expose the pain you hide. The message is the mind of a cheater. I'm going to start it off by saying this. We all have our days where the one we love calls us and says, hey. We say, hey, but we got this weird thought in our brains. So we were smiling when we said, hey. Now that gives off the vibe as if we're having a good day, as if everything is okay. But as soon as he or she walks away, we start to feeling like, things do not feel the same, as if our feelings are starting to change. So we begin feeling like we need a break. Or we say we need some time away. But do you tell them no, why not? Because you are afraid, because then assumptions are going to be made and then someone's going to feel betrayed. So you keep your thoughts and feelings locked up in a cage in your heart. That ain't smart, because no matter how deep you bury your feelings and thoughts, one day they're going to crawl out of the grave. Believe it or not, I'm going to tell you what happens. The truth is, your true feelings are going to bleed out of your actions. When y'all first met, it was about the fade to attraction and lust. Instead of true enjoyment, fulfillment, and laughter, the attraction is starting to fade. But that's just half the matter. Because now I feel like y'all was once cake mix, but guess what? You done lost half of the batter. And without communication, you sit on these feelings for weeks. Lay your head in your bed at night and you can't even sleep. Now it's a cycle. It repeats and repeats and repeats. Before you know it, you lose hope and come face to face with defeat. At this point, your mind is feeling so weak. On top of that, you're so emotional, your heart skipping a beat. Let me tell you what happens when you get to this point. three options. Move on, work it out, or cheat. Move on usually means indoor communication, but if y'all see each other, then you might speak. Work it out means see the bigger picture, submission, praying to God, to the man up top. Work it out means put more in yourself into what you have. Stop thinking about what you want and put more of your focus into what you got. Cheating, and that brings me to my message on this evening. Be honest. You ever cheated on a test? When the teacher was calling out grades, he or she acknowledged your grade is the best. You looked around the class, you saw the student that was stressed because he or she actually studied, but their grades was worse, if not the same as the rest. So I'm trying to teach you something, not just entertain. I'm going to show you how this message and that example is one and the same. This is my hypothesis based on what I observed, that a person cheats on you because you the A-plus grade that they do not deserve. Be there, be square, highlight me. But that's just a glimpse. I don't want to do too much.